right, so this is PDC, Permaculture Design Course, Dayton, Montana. We're now like on the last day of the formal stuff, and Sep is going to show up. In fact, I think Sep might be on the land right now, only we haven't spotted him yet. Tomorrow, we transition from PDC-ish to Sep-ish presentation. So everybody in the PDC gets 2 days of listening to Sep. Then we go on with the 9 more days of Sep for those that have signed up for that. In the meantime, we're going to try and do a quick wrap-up of what all we experienced since the last time we made a podcast about what's going on in the PDC. So you were saying something about stinky water, John?
Yes, down at Hot Springs, soaking in the pools they have down there full of, I don't know, what is it, just mineral water or sulfur or I don't know what else.
Hot Springs water, they say it's the second best in the world. There's some place in Germany that's supposed to be better. And so apparently, I don't fully understand, but you go in and you got this hot water that's like from the ground. It's naturally heated, and yeah, it smells of sulfur, and I think it's loaded with minerals. And people say that it makes you feel awesome, and it's like when I sit in it, it's kind of like now I feel wet and stinky. I mean, it feels like a regular hot bath to me, and it's kind of like, you know, so it's warm. That's nice, but did you experience special awesomeness in any way?
Well, supposedly they mentioned something about it pulling toxins out of your skin. I don't know if that was the case. It did feel like you're coated with a layer of Jello or something. Not really sure what. So it's nice and smooth.
So maybe the Jello came from you, or maybe the Jello came from the water. Okay,
that's a scary thought. Either way.
All right. So then that was a day where there was a lot of field trips and stuff. I got to spend the day chasing down a box from UPS for the T-shirts, the permies.com T-shirts, instead of going and experiencing field trips. And then there was also a bunch of online stuff I had to deal with. So let me move on to the day after that. There was the mid-course review. I missed most of that because I was talking to Katarina about what Sep will be doing while he's here or something like that. And so then people got together, and the only thing I learned is that while I was gone, people said that something about me. But it sounded like, for the most part, though, I mean, it was just some minor adjustments in the course.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much everyone said more Paul. Just like, where's Paul at?
I sit on the sidelines biting my tongue a lot as there's a lot of stuff going by that's kind of like I'm thinking, well, you know, things are presented as factually this way, and then I'm sitting here thinking, actually, I subscribe to a different school of thought. And so, but this is supposed to be like I think a PDC is rather introductory. And I think that the stuff that I focus on maybe a little beyond that.
You definitely push some people's limits. I think you're pretty spot on, but you know, that's just my opinion.
So later I was supposed to not present that day, but they did allow me. I think it was 30 minutes to present my hour and a half long chicken presentation. So I went very fast, then we went into. So I gave my chicken presentation at one point, and as part of the small livestock segment. Usually I'm used to teaching that whole segment. I've been to a couple of PDCs where I've taught that segment on livestock. On animals in the landscape is what it's called officially in the PDC. I know that Marisha had some small livestock stuff she did in addition. And then Skeeter did the large livestock section later on.
Yeah, just went through and basically just scratched the surface. There's not a lot you can learn about animals and, you know, small and large livestock in just a couple hours. But learned a lot of the possibilities, some of the different ways of raising them, getting away from all the ways that it's done now, basically. Stepping back a few years.
So then we went into beekeeping a little bit. And again, it was just very, I mean, like probably 30 minutes on beekeeping. But you know, that's kind of like what this is all about. The next day, we had Neil Bertrando here, and he showed us stuff about key line systems. So we actually got a key line demonstration.
And that was excellent. Neil is a wealth of information. I don't think we found a subject yet that he can't add a little to. And seeing a plow out here running was really, really a treat.
And by plow, it's a key line plow,
yes,
which is
yes,
very different from a moldboard plow.
Yes. We're not turning the soil. We're just going underneath it.
Going down deep, giving it a little bump, kind of fracturing a little bit, kind of like trying to reverse some compaction. And reversing compaction while at the same time maintaining soil tilth there might be or soil structure there might currently be.
Yeah, and Neil did mention, just like regular tilling, you probably will lose a bit of your organic matter, but it won't be as extreme, and just breaking up that hard pan and getting some oxygen into the soil will more than compensate for it.
Okay. So then I did my rocket mass heater the next day, day 10. I did my rocket mass heater presentation, which is normally an hour and a half, and I squeezed it into a little under an hour. I think people seem to really enjoy that. That was the day for a lot of appropriate technology stuff and natural building stuff.
Okay.
Rock mass heater stuff is always good.
So then, nothing else to add to that? Okay, all right, great. And you guys did. I had to go for the rest of the day, but you guys went and did some natural building stuff.
What did we do? We worked with a little cob. Is that what we did that day?
Yeah, I think there was like just making cob, and then when I did it 7 years ago, we made a cob bench, and it seems like you guys made some kind of like birdhouses or something.
I don't know that. We had a tarp out there. It was I don't think we had quite the materials to make a full building, but
yeah.
Then again, we didn't have a month to work on it either.
Well, you guys got the chance to get some cob between your toes.
Yeah,
you
basically.
Know? Yeah, yeah. And so do enough so that you'll have actually built something with cob, you know, fiddled with it at least a little bit. Day 11, moved on to urban permaculture. And, I mean, there's, of course, a lot of time is being spent in the last few days, day six through today, on people scrambling to get their designs together, because one of the things everybody needs to do is to have a design.
Yes. And the design that my team was doing was a little on the large side, 187 acres or so, and with some major problems. So I was up till about 3:30 last night, so a little tired right now.
Well, hopefully you get some food tonight. So tomorrow is a day off, right? So you can sleep in a little bit tomorrow. All right, so invisible structures. Oh, they did. So Kelda talked about stuff. Oh, do you want urban permaculture? There was urban permaculture. Then there was invisible structures, which I guess is there was somehow that ties into Kelda did a bit about
the social justice.
Social justice, right. And I was really biting my tongue then. I mean, actually, I wasn't really biting. I was just kind of like, I was kind of waiting for it to go by, kind of a thing. I kind of felt like it was very provocative political stuff.
Everyone has their own views on how we can fix things, and that's one view.
We had a great presentation about greenhouses. I'm not a fan of greenhouses, but it seems like this was a pit greenhouse design that we learned about, and it seems like they established a rather robust ecosystem in it.
That was pretty awesome. That's the first greenhouse I've ever seen like that, and I kind of want one now.
Okay, now we got to stop and go get our picture taken, because it's picture day. All right, if you like this sort of thing, come on to the forums at permies.com, where we talk about PDCs, homesteading and permaculture, all the time.